Geico makes it easy to get affordable renter's insurance in as little as 90 seconds. That way, you have more energy for harder things, like the laundry. Why is it so difficult to fold clothes? They just end up wrinkly anyway, or on the floor in a pile that just sits there, taunting you. But with renter's insurance through Geico, at least you know that those clothes and the other things you love are covered. Get more with Geico.
Because you need to understand that half of the people on this planet, 50% of all people alive, are females. So that woman you think is so special, that one you really want, she's so special, she ain't special, bro. She ain't special. Get that shit out your head straight away. Because the more special you think she is, the more you're going to fuck up when you're talking to her. She ain't special. She takes a shit in the morning like everyone else. She's a fucking human organism. Who cares? There's girls prettier than her around. Maybe you ain't got their phone numbers, but they exist. So you got to go out and get them. So don't be trying too hard. Now, the reason I get away with such little work is because I put such a high price tag on myself. I am a 4-time kickboxing world champion multimillionaire. So even any female, no matter how beautiful, knows I'm never going to be the guy hitting her up constantly. I'm not going to be the guy she can call and I'll always answer. I'm not going to be the dude who will give her lifts to work. She knows I got shit going on. Remember what I was saying earlier to you about how I've never struggled with females because I never focused on the females. These other game books and Roosh and all these idiots. This is the woman, get the woman, get the woman. Forget the bitch, forget her, forget all the chicks. Worry about yourself, get yourself straight. And when your own shit's straight, got yourself together, females are an added bonus. It's much easier to focus on yourself and get yourself high level and then start getting females than it is to forget about yourself. Spend all your time day game running around the mall, doing 1,000 approaches, trying to pick up a real fucking slut who will bang anyone and getting laid. Fuck that garbage. All the game you've read before is bullshit. It's absolute bullshit. And you're going to see why it's bullshit in one of the upcoming videos about how to keep hot girls. Especially you're going to see why it's bullshit. But it's bullshit because if you go up to 1,000 girls, you get 5 phone numbers and one might fuck you. Yeah, I'm sure that's absolutely true. But so? You're going to spend your life, instead of becoming rich, instead of becoming strong, instead of becoming smart, you're just going to fucking run around a mall approaching girls day game? Bullshit. It's garbage. It's for children. All that shit is for children. I focused on myself. And that's how I've managed to attain the highest quality females. And also not attain, retain, which is another thing we're going to do in a separate video. Because retaining females is completely different to obtaining females. So we're talking about the factors that you cannot control in terms of females. We talked about the timing, how some stores are closed. We talked about how you have to make her like you more than the other guys. And sometimes that's difficult. Let me tell you something. She might be talking to a real G. If she's talking to me, you're gonna struggle to make her like you more. That's the truth. I have more tangible assets, more physical, financial, and mental assets. Plus, I know the game. Sometimes you're outclassed. That's how it goes. Sometimes you're just outclassed. That's how it goes. That's another thing you can't really control. But what you can control in those situations is that you don't make her lose respect for you and don't kill your chance for the future by being a little begging for attention bullshit. Keep your honor about you. Because if you're going to lose the game, there's two ways to lose it. With honor and without honor. You're going to lose. As soon as you sense you're going to lose, as soon as you detect this girl, I'm not going to get her, then you can either lose her by begging, hoping for that little tiny chance and losing all your respect, or just thinking, you know what, I'm going to try again in 8 months. Fuck this bitch. I'll get someone else. So we all know what the correct decision is. Don't be fucking so desperate for a girl that you just lose all your honor and self-respect. Because then you're never going to get her. Ever. And that's some real dumb shit. So I want you to understand when we start talking about women, there's a whole bunch of factors you cannot control. When it comes to approaching hot girls, you have to understand this. Some are open for business, some are closed for business. Next, what can you do? Besides the factors that you cannot control, what are the factors you can control? Well, body language is one of them, obviously. Clothes, we've discussed all this. But really, when it comes to approaching females, game as a whole is something I don't like. I don't like the idea of it because it's bullshit. It really is bullshit. I cannot sit here and tell you how to act. Even if I told you to have the exact same mannerisms as me and say the exact same things I would say, they work for me, but they will not work for you. Because we're individuals. We're absolutely individuals. For the same reason when you learn to fight, you learn the basics of it. But if I were to say, mimic my movements millimeter for millimeter, I won't get hit and you will get hit because we're different bodies. It's just we're different people. So I can't sit here and say, do this, do this, do this. Anyone who tries to tell you that, what they're doing is, they're trying to oversimplify an extremely complicated situation in an attempt to get paid. Because every single female you approach is going to be different. Every single scenario when you're in is going to be different. Every restaurant you sit in is going to be different. You're different to me. The mood she's in is going to be different. The weather is going to be fucking different. Maybe it's raining. Maybe it's sunny. Everything has a small part to play. So for me to sit here and say, if you do this, and then you do this, and then you do this, you're going to get laid, is the kind of bullshit people package up trying to make it a complicated situation seem simple to get money. Getting laid is not simple. The only thing you can do if you want to retain, especially in a future video, retain as well as obtain hot women, is be yourself. You cannot project and act for any considerable period of time. That's not possible. The only way you can be anything for a considerable period of time is to be yourself. So maybe you're a shit person. Yeah, fine, maybe. But you have to absolutely and utterly be yourself. Now, there are some things which are ironclad beneficial when it comes to getting females. You can be yourself and be a confident version of yourself as opposed to a meek version of yourself. Confidence is always attractive because men were built to lead. Like we said earlier, men were built for combat. So confidence is something you need. Everyone already knows this shit. And confidence doesn't have to be sitting there and bragging. Confidence is little things. When you pick the girl up, where are we going? I know where we're going. Not where do you want to go? She doesn't want to hear that shit. She doesn't want to make decisions. Females don't want to think. They want to be led down a rabbit hole of entertainment. They want to be entertained. They don't want to think. They don't want to sit there and have to think about it. They'll say, yeah, we're going here. Even if you get there and it's shit, because I don't like it here, say, so yeah, well, I do. Stick to your fucking guns. So confidence is obviously the first thing, but you know that shit already. Just be confident about who you are and what you say. Doesn't mean you have to be an asshole. You have to not be an asshole. In fact, a lot of people confuse the two. A lot of people go, girls like assholes. No, girls like confidence. But nowadays, only assholes have confidence. If you're the rare select guy who's not an asshole and also supremely confident, you're definitely gonna fuck. You haven't gotta be an asshole. It's the confidence they're attracted to, not the asshole qualities. So yeah, you absolutely have to be yourself. You have to be a confident version of yourself. Well, we've already talked about this in lesson one. Believe you can do anything. You're about to go on a date with Megan Fox. Are you intimidated? No. Because you're the fucking man. And you're gonna fuck her same night after taking her to the worst restaurant in town. Because you can do anything. Because you're a fucking G. That's how I think. I don't even brush my hair. I don't even shave. I rock up in fucking clothes and wear them for 2 days. I don't give a fuck. Turn up. Hi. Start talking shit. Before you know it, she's naked. Because I know my skills. I know I'm the G. If you know you're the G, you ain't got nothing to worry about. You can be yourself and you can be a completely different person to me, personality-wise, and still be a G. You can say completely different things and still be successful. You can have different mannerisms and different techniques or whatever bullshit and still be successful if you've implemented the first lessons correctly.
I'm going to digress. There is a way to get revenge on women. Every time I've heard anyone say, oh, my ex broke up with me, she cheated on me, I need revenge. That's sick-minded. That's right. Incel level shit. The only kind of revenge that you can get on a woman is this.
Ever.
Say goodbye politely. Mm-hmm. Keep working hard. Increase your value as a man. Wait 3 years, 4 years, 6 years,
yep.
11 years, yep. Yep. And wait till you are the man, and yep. She's just now some chick, 28, 29,
yeah.
And she's like, Tristan, you know, it should have always been you. Then you can either tell her no or break her heart again.
Yep.
But the thing is, the sad part is, it's 5 years of work,
yep.
At least 5 years of work, and nobody wants to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
It's like getting into shape, as I'm sure you know. It's, you know, when guys are, you know, fat and they're like, oh, well, you get women because you're in shape. It's like, well, you could be in shape, but it's for you, it's 2 years. It's 3 years, you know? Are you willing to do that? The same is with your finances, the same with your mindset, the same with lots of things. So, yeah, if you do the work, the women do naturally come to you, but it's years of work. And everyone wants a quick fix nowadays. Yeah. Everyone wants a magic pill or a magic spell or a magic trick, and there are none.
Well, I think a lot of it has to come down with, I mean, success with women is much like success in business or success in sports. It's down to you. It's personal accountability. And that's what a lot of guys want to throw out the window these days. And what they want to do is they want to blame women.
Right.
It's like failing in every business you've ever attempted and failing to make money and then blaming capitalism.
Yeah.
Or failing in every boxing match or every American football game and NFL game you've ever played and blaming the referees or blaming the rules. No, it's personal accountability and it's personal responsibility. And when you see guys out there who say, like, all women are garbage, I believe them. Because I believe all the women they get to meet are garbage.
Right.
Because they're bottom feeders. They're low-tier right. men, and they're attracting low-tier women. And low-tier people of all sorts attract each other. Low-tier men have low-tier male friends, they get low-tier girlfriends. And I believe the women they meet are garbage.
Right.
They don't get to operate at my level, and they don't get to see how wonderful women truly are.
Right.
Because I'm picking the fruit at the top of the tree. So I think a lot of these guys need to really, really look in the mirror, as I do. And sometimes I look at myself and think, Tristan, okay, you're a little out of shape. Tristan, okay, you know, you've been sleeping too much, you've been partying too hard, you've got bags under your eyes, you've been, you know, you're letting yourself go a bit. Right. And you have to keep yourself in check. You have to stay at the very top. And if you don't stay at your very top, you're not competitive anymore. Every single species on the whole planet is exactly the same. Every single female of every single species looks at the most competitive males and thinks, those are the ones I want to have my children. And women, human women, are exactly the same. So if you're not having the success with women that you want, don't go out there trying to blame women, and don't go out there trying to change women.
Right.
I mean, the 6'4" thing, fine. I would have been tall regardless.
Right.
I would have been 6'4". But if I was a really skinny dude who, you know, had no money, sat at home playing the Xbox, you know, I'd have no receipts on social media, no one would know who I was. You know, I'd probably have a patchy beard because of low testosterone, because I've never done any training in my life. That guy's not getting laid. 6'4" or no 6'4".
There are lots of situations in life where your hands are tied. Okay, you can let this destroy you, which is an option, and people do this all the time. Drink themselves to death, I don't know, start cutting themselves, whatever stuff people do to cope with difficult situations. Or you can be sad anyway, because you're sad either way.
Mm-hmm.
And work 18 hours a day. You can work 18 hours a day, not let anything distract you, and stay focused on the mission, so that way you have less time to think about it, and you can be sad while you're working. And then, you know, when you start to come to terms with everything, you've got millions of dollars, as opposed to, oh, I've come to terms with everything, but I'm in a rehab clinic. So I think that bad things are going to happen to your life, and everyone watching, this is the sad truth of it. So I didn't really see why it was difficult. As much as it was unpleasant, I don't think it was difficult, because there isn't a way out of it. So it's the best way I can describe it.
Mm.
You could be a sad winner or a sad loser. So go and win every day.
So yeah, so it's not just that it's getting harder to be the man. It's getting harder to be not the man, because you don't even have the safety net of being able to pay $100 to sleep with a beautiful woman. So yeah, it really, really sucks to be most people in the world right now. But it is better to be a high value man. And mine and my brother's message of saying, you know, improve yourself, get smarter, get fitter, get stronger, dress better, and drive a nicer car, earn more money. When I'm saying that to young men, it's because I feel that that is now necessary in this world to live a really great life. You can live a life worth living without some of those things, but to live a really great life, you really do need it.
Has your heart ever been broken?
Completely. Everybody's heart's been broken. Every single man, every single woman has been through a period where they want someone back who didn't want them. Difference between me and everyone else is I never left my pride or my dignity go out the window for it. That's the big problem with a lot of this heartbreak stuff. It's not that you're feeling heartbroken is bad. That's part natural part of the human experience. You just can't sacrifice your dignity for it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a very quick story. This is a story I've never told before. When I was, how old was I, 23? When I was 23, I was dating a ballerina. She was the prima ballerina of the Cambridge Ballet School in England. And I had no money. I was a fighter, but I was coming up. I didn't really have any money. And she lived far away, like an hour and a half away. But she used to come see me, and we were good for like a year, year and a half. I loved this girl, yeah? And she finished ballet school. She started dancing in clubs in London. She couldn't get any ballet work, surprise, surprise. And so she ends up doing like dancing, not stripping, but like dancing in the club, you know, da-da. So now she's around all the London money every day. She's out dancing all the time. She's up late every night. She doesn't want to drive an hour and a half to come see me. None of this shit. So we're kind of falling apart a little bit. And she ended up talking to someone famous, David Hay. I don't know who he is. He's a boxer. So anyway, when I finally saw her again, she was like, we had an argument. She's like, well, you know what? You think you're a fighter? This guy, that guy, this guy, that guy. I'm like, look. So I had this argument with her back and forth, and I explained to her that these men are just going to use you, and they're going to do it. At least get paid. And when she left the house, Tristan said, why are you telling her to fuck other dudes? I'm like, no, I'm just understanding that in my chess position, I've lost this game.
Right. Mm.
The game is done now. Just sooner or later, she's out. All we do is argue. She's in the club every night. That's the queen sacrifice, right?
Right, right.
We broke up 3 months later. I don't know if she's fucking or not, or who she's, I don't know. I never spoke to her since. But that's kind of the analogy you have to be able to apply to life. Sometimes chicks got to go.
Yeah.
Sometimes they have to go to save the king. And too many dudes, most of the time, men truly lose at life is because they've attached themselves to a queen and they won't let her up. They won't sacrifice her. No, no matter what, I promised I'm going to stick by you. This, our marriage vows, no matter what, no matter what. And they just stay on that sinking ship till she eventually leaves his ass. And it's sad to see, but men keep doing it.
What women want from men? Well, the first thing we have to understand is that it depends, right? Of course it depends. It depends on how old the woman is, what part of her life she's in, if she's looking for excitement, adventure, or she's looking for a family and to settle down. It completely depends. But in general, if a woman is going to dedicate herself to a man, then that man has to be all-encompassing. Yeah. He has to be a man who can fix most of her problems. He needs to provide stability and safety, which everybody knows, but not many people consider that he also has to provide drama for her. He also has to be entertaining for her. If a woman only talks to you and you're the only man in her life, and there's never any drama or there's never any, I wouldn't say conflict, I'm not saying necessarily start an argument, but if there's never any drama, because drama is excitement, then they're gonna naturally try and find drama somewhere else, and that always ends very badly for the man. You don't want them to try and find drama outside of the relationship. Women sit there and watch the Kardashians all day. They're addicted to drama. It's what they care about.
Yeah.
So if you're a woman's entire world, you also have to be the person who can, you have to shock her a bit. You need to be entertaining, all-encompassing from head to toe. Women want to be with a man which keeps them entertained, and a man which they trust, and a man which they believe can fix all of their problems. This is another important thing. If a woman comes to you with an issue and you can't fix it, you'll see very quickly how soon they lose attraction. But truthfully, it doesn't matter if it's getting a girl or it's making money or it's getting status. It doesn't matter what it is. As a man, we live in hyper-competitive environments. I don't think enough men understand how competitive the world is. If you want a girl, you're competing against other men. You're not the only man who had the idea of getting that girl. There's no girl you're going to see and go, oh, I'll get that girl, and didn't cross anyone else's mind. Everybody else wants her. You have to outcompete other men. You have to be as competitive as possible. You have to be as successful as possible in all realms. You have to be as good looking, as funny, as smart, as spontaneous, as interesting, as charismatic, as rich as possible. You need to try very hard to be your absolute best. And as you become a better man, you'll crack through different tiers of attractiveness, and eventually you get to the top and you'll be able to have any girl you want. But the truth is, I have a lot of guys ask me, similar to your question, a guy will come to me and go, how do I get a girl? I'm like, bro, you're a loser. Yeah, but I know, but how do I get a girl? Well, you're a loser. You're a loser. Why are you asking me? It's like saying, how do I win a race with a push bike? You're racing Ferraris. What do you want me to do? Yeah. There's only so much you can do. There's only so hard you can pedal. There's only so many tricks and tips. There's only so many game things you can say, so many pickup lines. If you're a loser, it's going to be very, very difficult, and it's going to get harder and harder. The game is rigged to become harder and harder for men. It's not getting easier. It's going the other way. And if you're going to be on a racetrack and there's going to be Ferraris there, and you're going to be on a pedal bike or in a Nissan, you're going to get smoked. That's the game. You have to up yourself. You have to improve yourself. I'm not going to lie to anybody here and say you don't have to improve yourself. You can stay a loser and get chicks, because you can.
You need to be a man worthy of respect, because a woman needs to respect you to love you.
Thanks.
And the way a woman's going to respect you is, one of you respect yourself, and two of other men respect you. You're not just going to be able to sit around and just think, just because you're born with it, you're going to instantly get respect from females who have unlimited choice. Damn. That's stupid, right? That's absolutely stupid. And in spite of all these facts, some men are still remarkably lazy. Well, then you're going to live the reality that you've painted. You made your bed, and you're going to live in it. That there's nothing else we can do for you. That's the reality of the world. You need to level up as a man. If any man who's watching this, it's not just money. It's not just being in shape. It's everything. It's life experience. It's pizzazz. It's having that famoose.
Any emotion you feel should be converted into positive
influence.
Yeah, you should do good things with any emotion you feel. I can't. And what else are you going to do with it? And this is a genuine question. Yeah. What else? If let's say your wife breaks your heart. If you're not going to work, you can't sleep anymore. You're upset. She's running around with a new dude. You see her Instagram story. She's got some new guy. You're furious, and you're angry, and you're jealous, and you're bitter. You have all of this inside of you, but you're not going to go to the gym and work hard and become so fantastically in shape and so rich and so powerful that no girl ever leaves you again. You're not going to do that.
No.
What are you going to do with it? Text her? Try and explain to her? She doesn't care. Like, you can write the most perfect English. You can write the most beautiful words ever constructed. Forget Shakespeare. It doesn't matter. She doesn't care. Mm. She just doesn't care. She's distracted.
She forgot about you.
She forgot about you. So what are you going to do with all of that inside of you if it's not positive? Well, it's going to consume you, and you're going to end up self-destructive, or you're going to embarrass yourself, or you can take all of that and put yourself in a position where it never happens to you again.
Yeah.
Those are the choices. So what's the most intelligent choice to make?
Yeah.
You know? I don't understand how many humans function in the world today. I don't get people who don't think like me. I don't understand it. I'm like, well, then how have you survived this long? Life is hard. Life is difficult. Maybe I've just been unlucky, which I don't believe in, but I've had so much trauma and bad events and negativity and stress and all these things that have happened to me, and I've used all of it to be monumentally successful. If I wasn't that way inclined with the workload that God put on my shoulders, I'd just be in a ditch somewhere.
Yeah.
I would have killed myself by now. Yeah. Like, I don't understand how people are functioning. If you're not thinking like me and you're going through life with any other mindset, you've been extremely fortunate that God smiled on you and allowed you to sit around most of the time doing jack shit, and you have yet to be punished for that.
Yeah.
I could never have lived that life. If I was a bit lazy or a bit, you know, or I was a bit of a snake, or if I lied to people, I'd be dead by now.
Yeah.
Like, so a lot of these people are just absolutely and utterly blessed by God that they managed to go through life with such a non-competitive mindset, and they're still breathing. Like, I don't understand how people can think any other way.
Yeah.
I've spoken to dudes and like, yeah, you know, I had a bad couple months. Why? Oh, my girl left me. You've wasted months? You've wasted months over some...
But
the reason I'm the luckiest man on earth is because God has given me endless building blocks to build a superhero. He's given me endless power. He's given me endless motivation. What do we say?
Yeah.
He's given me endless. I have endless sources of power. I can sit here right now and recall events that will prevent me from sleeping for 2 to 3 days. That gives me a superpower that other men do not have. They want to go to sleep. They're tired. I can stop being tired for days at a time. I can just have a thought. I can remember. I can sit, close my eyes, and use the power of my brain to vividly remember events, and I will not sleep for days. So how
you don't need any drugs. You don't need anything.
I've never taken a drug in my life. I've never tried cocaine in my life. I've never tried weed in my life, ever.
Wow.
I drink a lot of coffee. I smoke cigars, a bit of vodka, but I've never tried a narcotic in my life.
Wow.
So, and when people come to me and say, oh, this happened, I'm really sad, or my heart broke, or this bad thing happened to me, I say, good, good.
That's
Thank the Lord that he's given you this endless source of motivation. You're wasting it. Yeah. That's your problem. But it's been given to you. Nitrous oxide has been given to you. You just have to use it in the correct way. So I'm the luckiest man in the world because all the bad things that happened to me have given me all the building blocks to become the most fantastic man on the face of the planet. I don't think there's ever going to be one person on the planet you're truly compatible with. I think there's going to be, you know, a few. And if you have your life in order as a man, truly and completely in order, then you're compatible with a lot more people. I think that if you're a man and you're struggling to find somebody you're compatible with, that's probably because you're a loser. If your life's in order, then you're compatible with a lot of women. Like me, for example, I don't need a woman to mother me. I don't need a woman to motivate me, to tell me to stop playing video games. I don't need her to do anything for me. I need her to be happy, positive, protect my spirit, pray for me. Maybe little things, make me a coffee, some kind of small gesture. But my money's right, my motivation's right, my life is right. And if she is associated with me, by proxy, she's going to have a fantastic life. I can't fly on my jet and put her on an easy jet.
Yeah.
Like, she's going to end up on jets. Yeah. She's going to end up in the 5-star hotels. She's going to end up not having to worry about money. She's going to end up in the best restaurants.
Yeah.
By proxy, she's going to have a very fantastic life. So you'll find that if your expectations of a woman are for her to be happy and you have a lifestyle that makes her happy, a lot of women are pretty happy.
Yeah.
And you get along with basically all of them. It's kind of amazing how that works. It takes a very special type of character to still be dislikable in those kind of scenarios.
Mm, yeah.
Whereas if your life is less perfect or your reality is less impressive,
boring,
then you need a girl who's happy to be bored, and then it becomes harder.
Yeah. You know?
But I don't have any of those problems.
Here's the truth about male-female relationships. Women fuck men they respect. That's it. They don't fuck men they like. They don't fuck men they love. They fuck men they respect. If she loves you and likes you and doesn't respect you, she will not have sex with you. I have women who respect me and fucking hate me, but they're here every time I call.
There has not been in the history of humanity, across any culture, any book, any story, any fable, there has never been across the history of humanity any respect put in the name of a promiscuous female ever. Ever. You name the biggest conquerors that you can possibly name from history. Genghis Khan, Alexander the Great, all of them. They all had 100 wives, bunch of children, big G, conquered the world. Normal. That is normal evolutionary biology. That's how men are designed to be. There's never been a single female who's been celebrated for a promiscuity ever in history. It's always been frowned upon and disgusting. So yes, we are completely and utterly different. Yes, it's different if a woman cheats on a man. And if a man is at a complete top level of his life and ticks every single box, and if he decides to be loyal, which some do, And I can be loyal, and I have been loyal, but there's also times in my life where I think, fuck it, I don't want to be, and get a new girlfriend every single day of the week. I can do that, and I can decide to do that. If a woman decides to do the same, purely because her value is high enough to attract so many males, because she's beautiful, for example, it is completely different for a female to be promiscuous on a long enough period of time without devaluing herself, because she is fucking people she shouldn't be fucking. There is no way she is sleeping with endless men, and all of them are either high-value men or treating her the way she should be treated. If you find a woman who slept with 50, 100 dudes, she's either fucking dudes which aren't at her level or haven't worked hard enough to try and get the pussy. She's just too drunk to realize he's a loser who plays video games. Or she's fucking a top G who barely texts her back. So either way, she's fucking dudes she shouldn't be fucking, or a guy who's at the level who doesn't give her the right amount of attention. For a woman to find a guy who's truly on a level, who truly treats her the way she should be treated, that's once every couple years, if that. So when a woman is sleeping around with all these men, she's devaluing herself. She's devaluing herself, and the world knows, God knows, the universe knows. When a man does it, he doesn't devalue himself at all. That's just the way it works.
The worst thing women do is they flex, now that I'm rich, now that I'm top G, king of the world, they flex other men's stuff. That really blows my mind. So I'll be in the car, we'll go to get in the car, right? Lambo. I'll get in the car. She'll struggle with the door handle, the handle's a bit unusual, she can't work out how to do it. I'll lean across, open the door for her. Won't even make a comment. She goes, you didn't have to do that. Do what? We didn't have to open the door. You know, I know how it works. It's not the first Lambo I've been in. Bitch, you don't have a Lambo. So why are you bragging that you've been in another man's Lambo? You're going to flex with someone else's stuff? Imagine a man doing that. Imagine a man going, hey, I've been in a Lamborghini. You have a Lamborghini? No. I don't have one. That guy does. Like, what's cool about that? They start bragging about, oh yeah, I've been on jets. You don't have a jet. You don't even have $1,000 in your bank account. You've never paid taxes. You don't have any money. You're a brokey.
So
that is true.
So women try this idea of, well, I want a man that I know all the women want, but then he doesn't want them back. Right? So the guys who say, so what I'm saying is what Will Smith did, if he put himself in a position where he had no power and he got abused. And my point is this, when I said that the idea of being with one woman forever is a fortress, I'm not even talking about the fact that I don't get sexual variety. I'm talking about the fact that I cannot see myself 5 years down the line being in a position of power within my own life and household. I want a position of power. If someone breaks, bro, if I walk down the street with my chick and someone pulls a weapon and I have to fucking deal with it and I end up getting a fucking manslaughter charge, for example, I don't want her fucking with you to jump on a new dick and I'm going to sell. No, I need to have a position of power and control, and I need to know she's loyal to me for life. That's what I want. That's what I enjoy. I want to walk in the house and say, dinner, bitch, where is it? And not in a horrible way, in a, I love you so much, I call you bitch. Hey. Where the fuck's my food? I enjoy that position of power. You're not going to have that if you ain't got hoes.
There's a really long answer to give there, but truthfully, it doesn't matter if it's getting a girl or it's making money or it's getting status. It doesn't matter what it is. As a man, we live in hyper-competitive environments. I don't think enough men understand how competitive the world is. If you want a girl, you're competing against other men. You're not the only man who had the idea of getting that girl. There's no girl you're going to see and go, oh, I'll get that girl, and didn't cross anyone else's mind. Everybody else wants her. You have to outcompete other men. You have to be as competitive as possible. You have to be as successful as possible in all realms. You have to be as good looking, as funny, as smart, as spontaneous, as interesting, as charismatic, as rich as possible. You need to try very hard to be your absolute best. And as you become a better man, you'll crack through different tiers of attractiveness, and eventually you get to the top and you'll be able to have any girl you want. But the truth is, I have a lot of guys ask me, similar to your question, a guy will come to me and go, how do I get a girl? I'm like, bro, you're a loser. Yeah, but I know, but how do I get a girl? Well, you're a fucking loser. You're a loser. Why are you asking me? It's like saying, how do I win a race with a push bike? You're racing Ferraris. What do you want me to do? Yeah. There's only so much you can do. There's only so hard you can pedal. There's only so many tricks and tips. There's only so many game things you can say, yeah. So many pickup lines. If you're a loser, it's going to be very, very difficult, and it's going to get harder and harder. The game is rigged to become harder and harder for men. It's not getting easier. It's going the other way. And if you're going to be on a racetrack and there's going to be Ferraris there, and you're going to be on a pedal bike or in a Nissan, you're going to get smoked. That's the game. You have to up yourself. You have to improve yourself. I'm not going to lie to anybody here and say you don't have to improve yourself. You could stay a loser and get chicks, because you can.
The idea that men don't feel emotions is incorrect. We feel emotions. I would actually argue we feel emotions with certain emotions stronger than women. I would argue that we feel heartbreak stronger than women. I would argue we feel anger like a woman could never understand. I would argue we are extremely emotional.
Rage.
Pure rage. But it's feedback. So when you get the feedback, it's all about how you internalize that and how you process it. right? It's having, stoicism's not feeling emotions. It's feeling the emotion and going, okay, why is this happening? How much does this really matter? What's the most intelligent move on the chessboard? Chess is a fantastic game because in the game of chess, there's no luck. If you lose, no matter how well you play, if you lose, at some point you made a mistake. Mm. Even if it's the most minor mistake, you made a mistake. So you learn to understand that no matter what happens to you, if you lose a scenario, you made a mistake. Maybe it's a tiny one, maybe it was 2 years ago, whatever, but you made a mistake. And you learn absolute and utter accountability for yourself. And that mentality is extremely powerful to apply to all things in life. The position I'm in now as the most hated man in the world, although I agree and I truly believe it's unfair, I still take complete responsibility for it. I'm not going to sit here and say, I'm telling you why it happened when I talk about TikTok, YouTube shorts, but I'm not going to blame them. Absolutely. They're a company making money and they're monetizing the best they can. Fantastic. All of this is my fault. But the Bugatti on my drive is my fault. And the yacht is my fault.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
Private jets. So it's all my fault. So I take the good with the bad. I take all responsibility for absolutely everything. Including if a woman leaves me, if a woman stays, if I end up heartbroken, if I end up filled with rage, I take responsibility for that. If something happens to me that makes me enraged, I will take responsibility. Why has this happened to me? Why do I feel this way? How did I end up in this position? Your woman will fuck up your life completely if you let her. And she may not even know she's doing it.
Yeah.
But it's just how they are. Women, if a woman falls in love with you, she wants all of your attention. She wants all of your time. And the truth is, it's the biggest waste of attention. It's the biggest waste of time in the world. Watching Netflix, holding hands. Like, how are you going to conquer the world doing that shit? It's a waste of time. They want your time, but it's a waste. So if you're a dedicated man, if you want to run a business, you want to be in good shape, you want to get shit done, you haven't got time to be sitting there all day with a woman. And too many guys, they capitulate. And they go, oh, if I sit with my wife wants to go here. Oh, it's this night. It's date night. Oh, no, no. And then they wonder why I get to be a world champion and I'm rich. And they're not, because I spent more time doing shit for me. Well, you spent time doing shit for women you're not even with anymore.
Yeah.
You have to have your woman in order to have your life in order. Because if the woman's in control, you're fucked. Because they don't know any better. They really don't know any better. They don't do it from a spiteful, mean. I mean, women can be spiteful and mean. But in general, they just don't know any better. They don't understand why you are so busy. They don't understand why you're so dedicated to becoming brilliant. Because they don't have that. They don't have that energy.
If you just focus on yourself, your business, your career, the women will just come eventually.
That is the truest thing in the world. But the thing is, the sad part is, it's 5 years of work.
Yeah.
At least 5 years of work. And nobody wants to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
It's like getting into shape, as I'm sure you know. It's, you know, when guys are, you know, fat and they're like, oh, well, you get women because you're in shape. It's like, well, you could be in shape, but it's for you, it's 2 years. It's 3 years, you know? Are you willing to do that? The same is with your finances, the same with your mindset, the same with lots of things. So, yeah, if you do the work, the women do naturally come to you, but it's years of work. And everyone wants a quick fix nowadays. Yeah. Everyone wants a magic pill or a magic spell or a magic trick. And there are none.
If women don't want you, I can't teach you anything because I've got it on easy mode because I've done all the hard work. I've done all the hard work of getting rich, staying in shape, learning things, becoming articulate, knowing how to speak, developing a sense of humor, all the things, having a fun lifestyle, all the hard things I've done mean I now play the women game on easy mode. If I had Instagram, which I don't, if I activated
Instagram... Is that because you got cancelled?
I got cancelled, now I won't make a new page. No. There are a bunch of fan accounts of me, but I don't have Instagram. If I did, I'd just sit and look at the inbox and 40, 50 women would write me every single day and I could take my pick. Now, those aren't the type of women you want to marry, but like I said earlier, I mean, they're good for what they're good for. And I could go and find a wife. I could go to the library, approach the beautiful girl, talk to her a little bit, and she'd be on my arm. So I've done all the hard work, so now I'm in easy mode. So if you haven't done any of the hard work, I can't tell you how I get women, because I just do. I just do, and they just don't.
But you did. You having this conversation, you did. You said, work on your sense of humor, work on articulation, work on your intellect, work on your body.
Yeah.
So you did.
Well, yeah, I did. Yeah. I did, but those aren't the tips that people want. When a fat, out of shape
dude... But you don't teach what people want, do you? You teach what they need.
Need to hear. So when a fat, out of shape dude lives with his mom and plays video games, says, hey, Tristan, give me some tips on how to get women. He's not expecting me to say, change your entire lifestyle, work hard for 7 years, and then the women will come easy. He doesn't want that. What he wants is a magic spell. Mm. Something you could say to them to trick them, brainwash them, make them fall in love with you. Doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. Women are their own people, and they like what they like. And men like what they like. And, you know, if I were to say to a really, really obnoxious, rude, low-quality, unattractive, overweight woman, if she was to ask a supermodel, I'm not a supermodel, I'm not comparing myself in that way, but in terms of male value, with everything I've done, maybe I'm up there. If she would ask a supermodel, hey, how do you get guys? Well, just flutter your eyelashes. There's no magic trick. She looks like a pig, she looks like a Barbie. One of them's gonna get the guy's attention and one of them isn't. And it's the same with men. But men don't see it that way because there's not such a glaringly obvious difference in what's attractive and what's not. You know, I can look very similar to a dude who's not attractive to women. Does that make sense? But I'm attractive to women because when I open my mouth and speak, they like what I say. When I'm doing things, they like how I live. But I don't need to be that physically different from the guy who can't get women.
Talking about this man helping him to pull girls in university, don't focus on the girl, focus on yourself. If you're worried about the girl and not worried about yourself, you're gonna be wasting time and energy, right? It's easy, if you had to win a race, Abraham Lincoln said it, if I had 6 hours to chop down a tree, I'd spend the first 5 hours sharpening my axe. It's the same with nearly everything in life. The better you become as a man, the easier everything else becomes. You don't want to spend all your time trying to pull girls because you ain't worth shit. You can spend all that time. You can spend all that time becoming worth shit, and then you can pull girls quickly and easy.
You gotta have your shit together, especially with females. Too many guys don't have their shit together. I've seen this with fighting all the time. I'd see fighters who are dedicated, hardworking, dangerous men. Get a new girlfriend. I'll change my training hours. I need to finish early. Yeah, but the other professionals aren't there till later, so you can't spar the good guys. You're gonna be sparring the shit guys. Oh yeah, but you know, blah, my girlfriend, I pick her up from the train station. Okay, cool. Give over 6 months of not sparring the killers like me, and sparring the pussies, then he gets in the ring, gets the fuck kicked out of him, then his girl leaves him. The fuck was that? Like, I've seen it time and time again, people fucking make these accommodations for females, and the woman's ruthless. If you make an accommodation and you lose your job or you lose your fight, she's gone anyway.
Yeah, immediately.
So what the fuck are you doing? People often say to me, hey man, how did you get red pilled? And I say, I got red pilled because I was a fighter. I have to fight. Oh, but I want you to take me here. Can't, training. Oh, but I want you to take me here. Fuck off then, bye. I was just dedicated to my craft. That's all that red pilled me. I refused to take shit. That's all it was. And I saw so many other guys like compensate and fucking ruin their careers. In fighting, you lose one fight, that's your chance. That was your big shot, it's done. Like, you can't, and you're gonna fucking leave early to pick up some bimbo from a train station like a fucking taxi. But man, it'll fuck up your business, it'll fuck up your fight career, it'll fuck up your whole fucking life. It's too easy to do. You gotta be on the ball. I'm not saying hate women, I'm not saying be anti-woman. You just gotta be like, okay, she loves me because I'm me. I became me because of XYZ. Now she's gonna complain because she's a female and she has a low IQ, but I refuse to compensate. I'm gonna continue with XYZ because that's who I am. If she doesn't like it, she can fucking go.
To anyone wanting to live like me, understand that, you know, the whole process of becoming me or Andrew, was 20 years of hard work. You know, it started from age 14 when I was broke as fuck, going into that kickboxing gym, starting to build my frame, my muscle, and my kickboxing career, which got me some accolades, which got me some women, which got me some more money, which it was a spiral of really, really, really hard work to get up here. And, you know, if you're 17, 18, 19, yeah, you should be, you know, following me, listening to the things I say. But the first thing I'm going to tell you is you're not going to be a millionaire for 10 more years. Get to the fucking gym. Just do some hard work. Do you know what I mean? Like, it took a lot of hard work. You don't just fall into this position. And if you are lucky enough to be born rich as fuck and tall and built because you've got all the genetics and stuff, you're probably just going to get simped. You're probably just going to simp and get pimped on by these women because you don't know how to be poor and how to be rich. And, you know, you're probably just going to end up in some unfair value exchange where you're some sugar daddy. It was a very unique combination, the perfect storm of events that created Andrew and Tristan Tate. This isn't some lucky guy sitting up here being, oh, well, just be fit and rich and whatever. Like, it's going to take you a decade.
The sexual marketplace, if you're a high-value man, there's 20% of the guys fuck 90% of the girls. This is the reality. So if you put yourself in the top 20%, life's great. And the great thing about being a man is it's all, you can forge yourself purely out of hard work. Like, obviously, you get, people are born with some genetic gifts, whatever. But you can basically forge yourself out of absolutely hard work.
Tips, I'm 21. Tips to find a high-value, beautiful girl, blah, blah, blah. I'm 21. I need a high-value, beautiful girl.
No, you don't.
Are high-value, beautiful girls hitting you up? No. But you haven't done anything. As a man, you have to build yourself up. And when you build yourself up to a certain level, you can find the girl who you want. The girl with the low body count and is beautiful and smart and wants to marry and wants to have kids. You can find her. But the fact that you can't find her at 21 means you got 3 years of work to do. Maybe you could find her at 24. This is exactly what Andrew says. Do women want to be around you? Do men want to be around you? Do friends want to be around you? Do people want to be around you? The fact that you think you have to go out and search for these people is a bad attitude.
I'm completely against chasing women in general, but particularly in your 20s. You should be just giving your 20s up to everything you can do to be better. And then women are just going to see that and jump in front.
It's actually very interesting, the masculine experience, because I like to believe that most men on the planet have lived a semi-similar timeline. All of us as men experience a very similar human paradigm. And that is that most men are born and you're not important. And then you go to school and you fall in love with some girl in school and she fucks someone else. And then you realize that all the 19-year-olds you want when you're 19 are with older dudes because they have cars or whatever, whatever. And you go through this experience of getting your heart broken and losing your girlfriend, et cetera, et cetera. And many men latch on to some average bitch or accept they're gonna have their heart broken forever. But some men decide to become so big and important and strong and irreplaceable that they never have to suffer heartbreak again. Because every man deals with heartbreak and deals with sadness, but how you use that energy is the differentiator between humans, right? You are feeling the same pain that many men have felt. Every man out there has had his heart broken and understands how difficult it is as a man. But the difference between me and you, and perhaps some of the other men out there, is that certain men take that anguish and take that sadness and understand that energy cannot be destroyed, it can only be converted, and use it to build themselves into a man of absolute standing and power, as opposed to sitting around jerking off like you just told me you do. You are a waste. You are wasting your energy. Heartbreak is unlimited motivation. If I was heartbroken, it's been a very long time, but if I was heartbroken, I'd be in the gym every morning. I'd be a beast. I'd be running. I'd be working. I couldn't sleep. I'd be an absolute animal. And you're heartbroken, and what are you doing? Jerking off like a fucking dumbass. The difference is, as a man, you must build yourself into a man of credibility, which means to build yourself into a man of standing, we all start in a very fairly similar position. I became me through tedious, arduous, difficult, never-ending work. You are wasting your time. You know why God made your girl leave you? Because he wanted to show you that you ain't shit. He wanted to show you that you are human and you're fallible and that you're very replaceable. So he decided to make you fall in love with a girl, and he decided to make her leave you to show you that you are a dickhead. Now it is your job to look at the board, understand what's happened, say, I understand, God, I deserve that. I'm glad she left me and I'm sad because I am a dickhead. And do something about it. Because if you refuse, if you ignore God's message, next time you fall in love with a bitch, guess what he's going to do? He's going to make her leave you to remind you once again that you are a dickhead. Every single man out here, if you're upset that your girl's leaving you, God is reminding you that you aren't worth shit. You need to get up and work so hard that even in the eyes of God, he is proud of you. God loves his creations, which show him their true potential and beauty. By getting up and trying your absolute best and becoming a man of moral standing, he will reward you and bless you. If you continue to be a dickhead, God will remind you you're a dickhead. So God just broke your heart on purpose to show you that the way you're living your life and the man you are simply are not good enough. What have you changed since? No, fucking nothing. You think God's going to forgive you for no reason? You think God's going to go, it's fine. He hasn't learned his lesson. He hasn't changed. He isn't even trying very hard. He's not up early in the gym. He ain't doing nothing. It's fine. Let's just let him fall in love and let's make sure the girl doesn't fuck someone else on OnlyFans this time. No, sir! This is going to repeat endlessly. It's a cycle that will not fucking change until you take the message from God and become the man you're supposed to be. You must stop being a dickhead. You deserve what's happened to you. You deserve how you feel. All of it. When I was 20, me and my girlfriend broke up. I was with her for 4 years. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't, and this is before social media. You couldn't just chase a bitch. Like, that was it. She's gone now. Like, she moved. I didn't know where she lived. That was it. And I couldn't sleep. Now, it wasn't like I was crying my eyes out, but I was just, where's my hoe at? I couldn't sleep.
Need something else to do.
Need something else to do. So I thought, fuck, I'll hit the gym at 6 a.m., hit the gym at 3 p.m., gym at 8 p.m. I had nothing else to do but fight. So I took all that trauma, all that heartbreak, and I molded it into becoming a world-level combatant. right? What did we talk earlier about how trauma can mold you and trauma can be a fantastic thing? Heartbreak, depression, sadness, these are all fantastic motivators. I'm telling you why they're a fantastic motivator. You go to a guy who's heartbroken, he has all the motivation in the world to send 300 text messages. He has the motivation, he's putting it in the wrong place.
That's 300 cold emails you could be sending to someone to pitch a business.
That's a lot of money you could have made.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, some of the greatest accomplishments in my life have come after a heartbreak.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's that fuck, I call it fuck you energy. Take that and you're like, I, because some guys will get butthurt about that and they'll sit there and they'll wallow in self-pity. I've always thought the correct application of that energy is, okay, prove that she made a shitty mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Go out and become fucking millionaire. Go out and become a kickboxer, go out and become a porn star, whatever. And then she's going to look around when she's 50 pounds heavier in a year's time. You're like, motherfucker, I left him. I let him go.
Yeah.
You can, and internally,
be happy.
My ego could be like,
yeah,
I got you.
Life's going to hurt you, and how you use that pain is completely and utterly up to you. You can use that pain to galvanize yourself as a man and become a better man you've ever been. I'm not saying that I'm only successful because of some chick. I'm saying that every single time that I was heartbroken, I never wasted a second. I was never wallowed.
Especially as a young man. We talked about this on the show. You're going to get your heart broken as a young man. I've had it happen to me.
Yeah.
We've all had it happen to us. And it's not even about anger towards a girl. Me and Tristan talked about this on the podcast that we did together, Gentleman Game. It's 7 years later, because as a man, you're going to get your value later.
Yes.
Right? So if you use that energy to put all that work in, these girls, they come back around. And I love to see them come back. Oh. Not because I'm in love again, just because it's like, you know, I told you so. Yeah.
No, I said this, like anybody who tries to get revenge on a woman, that's incel energy. That's a wrong way of looking at it. The only revenge you can get on a woman who breaks your heart is success. Success is the best revenge. Just level up slowly. And when she messages you, you got two choices. You can either say, sorry, baby, you're not my type anymore. Boom, you win.
So that's the answer to the question. Put a plan together for the heartbreak if it comes and make sure that plan is constructed. Everything we've been saying on this podcast is true. Trauma's going to come, pain's going to come. You have to use it to construct it. Still to this day, that's all I would ever do. If something bad happened to me and I got really upset, I would find the most constructive possible outlet. And that's a conscious decision. You have to have the emotional control to make a conscious decision in that direction.
Women fuck men they respect. That's it. They don't fuck men they like. They don't fuck men they love. They fuck men they respect. If she loves you and likes you and doesn't respect you, she will not have sex with you. I have women who respect me and fucking hate me, but they're here every time I call. So if they respect you, they're going to sleep with you. Yep. And this is something that's biological and evolutionary. They fuck men they respect. So how do you make women respect you? Well, first you have to be worthy of respect as an individual. There's no hack. If you're worthy of respect, you're worthy of respect. But secondly, you cannot allow blatant disrespect. So if you allow her to blatantly disrespect you and you tolerate that, then you're setting a precedent, which means, well, why would I respect this guy in the first place?
Yep.
I say this to guys all the time. I've had loads of guys who come to me for like coaching and stuff. They say, no, my woman doesn't respect me, da, 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 da. And I say, look, it's much harder to fix something that's broken than just never let it go wrong in the first place.
Right.
From the second you got together, you should have been a man. You can be, you haven't got to be an asshole. You haven't got to be aggressive. I'll sit with a girl and very politely say, look, if we're going to be in a relationship, if I'm going to take you seriously, you're not going to have male friends. If you want to hang around with a whole bunch of men, then I'm not going to take you seriously. What do you mean you won't take me seriously? I mean, we can fuck, but I'm never going to look at you as serious material. So the idea, the decision is on you. If you want to be serious, you're not going to talk to those guys. You want to talk to those guys, I'll fuck with some guys. You decide. And I lay it on them. Now, if they choose to keep all their male friends, then that means she's chosen these friendships over me, which means sooner or later she's going to cheat anyway. Like, how long until she jumps on a new dick anyway? So why would I even be upset about it? But most men are too scared to just put the ultimatum down. And not, you haven't got to put the ultimatum down in some scary, big, brash way. Just be clear. Look, any woman I'm with who I take seriously doesn't hang around with them. So it's your choice. And this is the point. But most men don't say anything. They let it slide and they let it get completely broken. And they come to me and say, well, how do I fix this? Like, well, you have to make it not let it get broken in the first place. You need to understand your boundaries and expectations as a man. And you have to set them. And you have to make sure she complies and sticks to them. And if she doesn't, you're going to have to find somebody else. If you're stuck with one option, the one chick you met, you know, then she might be a dickhead. Some women are just dickheads. The key is this, as a man. This is the bottom line. Most men are not prepared to walk away. And if you're not prepared to walk away, you don't have any weapons.
Exactly.
If she knows no matter what, you won't leave, then what weapons do you have? Anything you say, shouting, screaming, yelling, going out away for a few days, whatever. She knows you're going to come back. You have no weapons. The second Imagine a girl came to you and she said, no matter what you do, no matter how many times you cheat, no matter what, I will never, never leave. Right. Think of all the shit you do. I know I do.
Yeah.
So this is the point. So as a man, if you're never prepared to walk away, you're never going to be respect. And the woman thinking, you know what, you might just leave. Yeah. Are linked. They have to be there. So you have to mean what you say. You have to let her know, look, there's some things I won't tolerate. And if you fuck with me, I'm going to walk away. And if you walk away and she doesn't chase you, then she's gone. Yeah. At least you saved yourself a fucking nasty divorce and getting cheated on and all that shit. Just end it then and there and save yourself a bunch of time. But men are too afraid to pull the plug on it because they get addicted to the pussy and they don't believe they can get any more pussy and they get all messed up. You have to be prepared to walk away as a man. So you have to look at any relationship you're in and say, okay, I'm a nice guy. I love her. She loves me, but I have boundaries and if she fucks with them, I'm going to have to walk away. And that's the truth. Otherwise, you're never going to be respected. I've been head over heels in love with women and left them and never got them back and they never knew.
Yep.
That's life. That's how it goes. I've been head over heels in love with women. I didn't want to lose them and they weren't listening. So I walked away and they didn't chase me. I lost them, but that's it. My honor's intact. My pride's intact. Now I don't give a fuck. It's time to go. That's life. So it's better than staying in a relationship, which I'm not happy in, but she starts acting like a fucking fool. And it's kind of like, I use chess analogies a lot, but it's kind of like chess. If you're playing a game of chess and you're in a losing position and the only hope you have of winning is a big sacrifice, you give up the queen and you don't know if it's going to work or not, but it's the only hope. You're better off making the sacrifice even if you lose, because if you don't, you're just going to slowly get ground down and definitely lose in the end. Right. Like, do you love that pussy so much you'd rather delay the breakup by 7 months and lose without any pride or honor?
Yeah.
And leave without any pride or honor while she cheats on you? Isn't it better just to say right hand in the air, you're not talking to that guy anymore? The end is coming. If she chooses to talk to that dude over you, the end is certain. So can you have enough balls to just say bye and at least leave with your head held high? But
right.
This is the real thing, man. It's crazy. These men have never been through any kind of emotional trauma. So the idea of breaking up with a woman is big to them. I've been through, when you've been through real shit, a breakup just doesn't become that real anymore. You know, I've had people try to kill me. I have stab wounds. Tell me again about this girl who doesn't text you back. Like, who gives a shit? There's people in Syria getting bombed.
Yeah.
You know, like, you have to get some perspective. You just realize there's real trauma out here in the world. Terrible things happen day after day. And here you are, alive and breathing and perfectly healthy. And you're going to cry over some bitch? Just man up.
Why is your chick going out without you? And maybe once a year for a big friend's birthday or something, if you pick her up, whatever. But truthfully, if a woman loves you, I don't think most men know how it feels to be loved. If your woman loves you, she doesn't want to go out without you. So if a girl's night happens and my chick were to go out, she would message me 10, 15 times throughout the night. I'd pick her up. She'd be home. I would never have a girl go out, not hear from her, and her vanish all night long.
Sure.
That's not something that would happen. She would never go to some other person's place to sleep without texting me. That's not something that would happen. Now, when I say these things, people say and come and go, oh, you're insecure. I don't have to enforce these rules. When a woman loves you, she doesn't want to do that. So the fact that your chick went out for a night out and vanished for the night is already a massive warning sign.
Yeah.
I don't think that's something that should happen. I think she should at least text you and say, look, I'm going here, I'm going there, X, Y, Z. You shouldn't have to really press that. If she ever does that once without being told, then you should be able to say to her, look, I'm uncomfortable you going on nights out and staying somewhere without telling me. I want to know where you are from now on. Why? You're insecure. I'm not insecure. I'm a man. If anything ever happened to you, you'd call me. I like to know where you are. You should tell me. If she goes, fuck you, I won't ever tell you where I am. Do you have control of that relationship? Are you a man in that relationship? No. Responsibility and authority are linked. This is what most people forget, especially men in the world today. You have to have authority to have responsibility. The reason the captain of the ship goes down with the ship is because he has responsibility for the ship. And the reason he has responsibility is because he has authority for what happens. If he says, man the sails, people man the sails.
Mm-hmm.
So if something goes wrong with the ship, it's his fault. If he says man the sails and everyone ignores him, how can he be held responsible for what happens upon the ship? He can't. If you want me to pay the bills, if you want me to protect you, if you want me to have responsibility for you, if you want to come to me with all of your problems, then I need authority over you. How can I allow myself to fix all your problems when I have no authority to prevent problems in the first place? So this woman's already acting out of turn. That's the first thing. Second thing, women don't sleep with men they don't really like. Even if they like you only after one night, even if it's a one night stand, to some degree, she likes you. So whoever she's fucked, she likes to some degree. She might want your attention back, and that's why she's pretending to give a shit to get your attention back.
Yeah.
But she likes whoever else she's banging. And as a man, you have to have a bottom line. It's hard in the world today. I get it. I understand how hard heartbreak is. I understand how hard it is to lose a chick. I'm not insensitive. It's actually the opposite. I know how hard it would be for any man who's in love with a woman to lose a woman. I would actually argue the point that a man losing a woman is like losing a child, because you protect her and take care of her.
Yeah.
Whereas a woman losing a man is like losing a parent. And I think we're evolutionarily, biologically designed to deal with losing parents better than we are to deal with losing children. So I think breakups are harder for men. I get it. Also, the fact that a woman can go out and get a new man tomorrow. In general, it takes time for a man to get a new woman. It's not as easy. So we spend time lonely. They don't. I get it's hard to lose a chick. I get that breakups are hard. I get it. But you have to have a bottom line as a man. My personal bottom line is fucking another dude. If she's going to let another dude's dick in her pussy, there has to be a point where you just man up and say, no, I'm sorry.
This is
right?
That's it.
Right? You might break up. She might act like a dickhead. She might disrespect you. She might fucking even maybe date a guy, whatever. That's all forgivable. The second a dick's in her, I think that's enough.
That has made me feel better because my
I think that's enough. And I'll tell you why before you carry on. I'll tell you why that's enough. Because once another dude's fucked her, that's the absolute worst a woman can do. And what she's saying to you and to the world is she has no fear of your repercussion. She has no respect for you as a man. And maybe she'll come back, but if she doesn't truly respect you, do you want that? You're going to have problems for a very long time. That's my personal view. So I think that's the bottom line. You need to have a bottom line as a man. I believe in loving a woman. I believe in trying to get that woman back. I believe in all that. Yeah. I don't think it's simpy to love a woman and try and get her back. But the second she's going to let another dick in her mouth, enough is enough.
Your wife breaks your heart. If you're not going to work, you can't sleep anymore. You're upset. She's running around with a new dude. You see her Instagram story. She's got some new guy. You're furious and you're angry and you're jealous and you're bitter. You have all of this inside of you, but you're not going to go to the gym and work hard and become so fantastically in shape and so rich and so powerful that no girl ever leaves you again. You're not going to do that.
No.
What are you going to do with it? Text her? Try and explain to her? She doesn't care. Like, you can write the most perfect English. You can write the most beautiful words ever constructed. Forget Shakespeare. You can do, it doesn't matter. She doesn't care. She just doesn't care. She's distracted.
She forgot about you.
So what are you going to do with all of that inside of you if it's not positive? Well, it's going to consume you and you're going to end up self-destructive, or you're going to embarrass yourself, or you can take all of that and put yourself in a position where it never happens to you again. Those are the choices. So what's the most intelligent choice to make?
Yeah.
You know, I don't understand how many humans function in the world today. I don't get people who don't think like me. I don't understand it. I'm like, well, then how have you survived this long? Life is hard. Life is difficult. Maybe I've just been unlucky, which I don't believe in, but I've had so much trauma and bad events and negativity and stress and all these things that have happened to me. And I've used all of it to be monumentally successful. People are functioning. If you're not thinking like me and you're going through life with any other mindset, you've been extremely fortunate that God smiled on you and allowed you to sit around most of the time doing jack shit, and you have yet to be punished for that.
Yeah.
I could never have lived that life. If I was a bit lazy or a bit, you know, or I was a bit of a snake, or if I lied to people, I'd be dead by now.
Yeah.
Like, so a lot of these people are just absolutely and utterly blessed by God that they managed to go through life with such a non-competitive mindset and they still breathing. Like, I don't understand how people can think any other way.
Yeah.
I've spoken to dudes and like, yeah, you know, I had a bad couple months. Why? Oh, my girl left me. You've wasted months. You've wasted months. Like, think of how much God loves you to have given you the grace and given you the opportunity to waste months of human time over some chick. Like, talk about blessed head to toe. If I waste months, empires are going to collapse. I'm going to end up in a cell or dead if I waste months. I have things to do every single day. I can't waste a second. Like, these people are just absolutely infinitely blessed. And their mindset is a product of that, because they're spoiled children. Absolutely spoiled children. Because there's a whole bunch of people out here daily who fail. There are men out here who fail daily, and they have yet to feel the true consequence for it. They fail to go to the gym when they know they should have gone to the gym.
They fail because they forgot their keys and it took them 10 minutes to find it. They fail because they replied to a question they got sent on WhatsApp the wrong way. They fail because they didn't smile when they were supposed to. They didn't say please and thank you to that person who helped them. They fail because they didn't say hi to that girl who's looking at them out the corner of their eye. They just fail perpetually. They go through life missing every opportunity and just failing, failing, failing. And somehow we've built a society which is so soft and God is so giving and so graceful that they still have a place to eat and somewhere to sleep and they're still surviving. That shows how nice God is. Yeah. Because before this society, truthfully, if you were that level of failure, you would be dead.
Survival of the fittest.
You're survival of the fittest. And none of these men out here are fit. No. Their mindset isn't fit. Their reality isn't fit. They're failures. They're failures. Yeah. And they're just failing every single day. And they go, oh, but you know what? Tomorrow I'll go to the gym. Yeah. You've been failing your whole life. That's all you've done is fail. And then you sit and wonder why people like me absolutely and utterly outcompete you. It is so easy to become a top tier male in the world today because the competition is so ridiculously low. There are 2% killers like me and everybody else, amateur. Head to toe amateur. They can't even pay attention to anything. They can't try anything. They're amateurs. And it's really mind blowing to me because I've tried with all of my computational power to imagine having a mindset different to mine. And I just can't see a reality worth having. I can't see a reality worth living. I can't see how you're going to build a life worth experiencing if you have any other mindset. I've never seen somebody massively succeed and they didn't believe in themselves ever. I've never seen somebody who just allows life to happen to them and become blown off course by some sadness, end up doing massively monumental and important things. I've never seen it. It does. And it's never going to happen because it's competitor. It's like crypto. It's player versus player.
Right.
I can sit here right now at power. I can sit here right now and recall events that will prevent me from sleeping for 2 to 3 days. That gives me a superpower that other men do not have. They want to go to sleep. They're tired. I can stop being tired for days at a time. I can just have a thought. I can remember. I can sit, close my eyes, and use the power of my brain to vividly remember events, and I will not sleep for days. And when people come to me and say, oh, this happened, I'm really sad, or my heart broke, or this bad thing happened to me, I say, good. Good. Thank the Lord that he's given you this endless source of motivation. You're wasting it. That's your problem. But it's been given to you. Nitrous oxide has been given to you. You just have to use it in the correct way. So I'm the luckiest man in the world because all the bad things that happened to me have given me all the building blocks to become the most fantastic man on the face of the planet.